You're listening to Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT Yellville Mountain Home. It is now time for Bomber Basketball live on Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT Yellville Mountain Home, brought to you in part by Farmers and Merchants Bank, Knox Orthopedics, ASC Warranty, Arvest Bank, and Harold Tucker's Auto Parts. Now, live from the hangar, calling the play-by-play, here is Matt Sharp.
Thank you very much, Joe Shipman, and good afternoon from Bomber Gymnasium here on the campus of Mountain Home High School Career Academies. It is the final day of the first Arkansas Bell Bonds Tournament. Both Mountain Home teams getting ready to play for the championship of this tournament. And we're actually going to start with the boys portion of our broadcast as we welcome you into the Bombers pregame show. Mountain Home boys are actually looking to repeat as champions of this tournament. They won the title last year, and they're going to try to look to keep the title here at the hangar as they get ready to take on Farmington in this matchup. Mountain Home comes into the game with a record of 7 wins and 4 losses. The Bombers were able to hold off a comeback yesterday from a tough Junction City team and win that game 63-57. To advance this championship game. This is Farmington Ball Club. They're going to be facing that. It's also 7-4. Watching a little bit of their semifinal game yesterday, caught the tail end of their win yesterday over Flippin, 59-45. It's going to be a tough Farmington team to contend with. Looks like they got quite a bit of size, especially from a guy that is 6'7". His name is Austin Shelley. He may be a tough load down there on the low block to contend with. Real quickly, I do want to tell you some of the other games that have been going on the boys bracket. It was Paragold winning 7th place over Cave City, 45-36. Clarendon won 5th place over Hamburg, 57-42. And in the 5th place game, third place game, it was Junction City over Flippin, 52-46. On the girls' side, Highland took 7th place over Junction City, 44-23. The 5th place game was won by Harbor over Paragould, 48-42. And it was Farmington taking 3rd place over Watson Chapel, 66-61. We'll take a break, come back, and check our starting lineups in just a moment as Mountain Home and Farmington get ready to play for the championship of the first Arkansas Bell Bonds Tournament. You're listening to the Bombers pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding, but we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
We welcome you back to the Bombers pregame show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Mount Tom and Farmington getting ready to play for this boys championship of the first Arkansas Bell Bonds Tournament. Take a look at the starting lineups. First for Farmington in their Road Reds, coached by Bo Thompson with a record of 7-4. They'll be going with three seniors in their starting lineup. Marquavion Watson at 5'8", Logan Landwehr at 6'1", and Austin Shelley at 6'7", and two sophomores to round out the starting lineup. Devontae Devonovan at 6'4", and Carson Simmons at 6'3". Mountain Home in their home whites, coached by Josh Vulture with a record of 7-4. They'll be going with two seniors in the starting lineup, Satch Harris at 5'11 and Abe Crawford at 6', and three juniors to round it out, Wyatt Gilbert at 5'11, Matt Jones at 6'5, and Dawson Tabor at 6'4. Last we'll wrap up the Bombers pregame show. We'll come back and get this game tipped off in just a moment. It is Mountain Home and Farmington coming up next for the tournament title. That is coming up in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Knox Orthopedics, their wish would be that no one of any age is injured while playing a sport they love. But sometimes an athlete does suffer an unexpected injury. They can fix that. Their three highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are prepared to help by evaluating and treating your injuries, getting you back on the road to recovery, and playing that game you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or online at knoxorthopedics.com.